Looking at the YouTube video of last year's show, you have a light show, you have poets, you have dancers, you have actors from schools across the university. It's like a full-out rock and roll concert experience, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. We try to emulate, at least to some regard, the live show rock concert experience in that it's more than just music. It's more than just the sonic element. It's also the light, video, action, audience intervention, people on their feet participating in what's going on the program.
So it's really knocking down that fourth wall between the performers and the audience, something that you normally don't see at a concert here in the USF music halls. How much of that is from your own love of rock and roll and of performance art, so to speak?
Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with my personal love of rock and roll, even though I enjoy a lot of different styles of music. But I think it's really our need on stage to have the audience involved in what we're doing. We want that interaction as we perform. I think that helps us as performers, but it certainly helps the audience enjoy the program more when they get to be a part of it.
Do you have favorite apps that you use, or maybe apps that you would suggest for someone just starting out with this kind of music, kind of a step one to go with for beginners?
Well, it would depend, of course, on what style of music you're interested in. If you want to do traditional kind of rock and roll, GarageBand by Apple is a perfect app for doing traditional guitar, bass, keys, and drums. And we use it quite a bit on our covers of rock tunes. Another interesting one that has all kind of different sounds in it, traditional and non-traditional, is called Thumb Jam. I don't remember now. It must have 30 different sound sources in it that you can choose from and do a variety of things with. Then on the rap side, if you're interested in making beats, iDrum is a really nice and very easy to use app, and it's pretty flexible. You can do all kind of different styles with it.
And you're talking about apps that can be anywhere from free to just maybe a couple of bucks in comparison with the cost of an expensive musical instrument. Do you think this is kind of the direction that music will be going in the future?
Well, I don't think it takes a crystal ball to figure out that it is going that way presently and will continue at least for the foreseeable future. Music has become electronic and digital and will remain that way at least for some time. What you can do with an iPad plugged into any sort of speaker and a few apps, you couldn't have done for $10,000 even 5-10 years ago. The world is opening to everyone. You don't have to be rich or famous to make good music. The music is now available much simpler and cheaper to everyone.
Who would enjoy Louder Than Ever Before?
I can't think of anyone who wouldn't enjoy it. We have parents that are going to be coming and bringing their 4-year-olds, because I know both the parents and the 4-year-olds will enjoy it. I've got some colleagues who are in their 80s, and I know they're coming, and I know that they'll enjoy it. I think if you like music and you enjoy live music concerts, you'll have a good time.